Exodus 5:20-23 says, as they came out of Pharaoh's palace, they came across Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them outside. The gang leaders told them that the Lord sought you out and punished you for having made us disgusting in the eyes of Pharaoh and his officials. You yourself put a sword in their hands and gave them an excuse to kill us. Then Moses went before the Lord and protested, "Lord, why did you bring all this disgrace upon your own people? Why did you send me? Since I came before Pharaoh as your spokesman, he has become even more brutal against your people, and you have done nothing to rescue them." Have you ever wondered why, as I seek God, things seem to get worse, and you don't understand how to get better? Well, let me explain something to you. God allows us to experience good times and bad times. However, in the end, everything comes in a format that we can only understand if we are connected to the Lord. I've always said that it is important to see life in the perspective in which God sees it. In this way, we can locate ourselves a little and understand what the plan is. Understanding why things happen. Although God needs only that we obey him, unless that we try to understand, I assure you that there will always be a why that indicates the purpose. However, we will always be looking for the answer, and there it will be complicated because the answer will often not come when we want it to, but when God decides at the right time to reveal it to us. We have to remember that in the life of one who loves God and understands his purpose, everything works for good. If we are in the wrong position, we will judge things incorrectly. We will not understand that what comes from God is good, pleasant, and perfect. However, have you ever wondered how a difficult moment can be something good, pleasant, and perfect, and how it can be God's will? This reminds me once of a prophet named Jeremiah, to whom God said, "If you bring out the precious from the vial, you will be my mouth." In other words, if you take what is rejected by men for what seems despised and useless, you will bring out the beautiful, then you will understand and allow me to use you and speak through you. You will not refuse that which I use because you will not have pretexts, arguments against anyone, but you will let me show you what I want with each person. So Jeremiah received the word, "If you will, bring out the precious from the vial, you will be like my mouth." So, what is good in the will of God? What good, pleasant, and perfect in the midst of crisis, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of bad news, and in the midst of death? What good and pleasant and perfect can be there? God sees and interprets life very differently than the world sees it, because true life comes from him. Brothers, the world sees crisis, but if the crisis is not alien to the will of God, crisis then will be synonymous with opportunity. You can worry, you can get tired, you can throw yourself in a corner and cry because you have not been able to resolve it, or you can pray to God for direction to show you what the next opportunity is in the midst of a crisis. When the water rises in your boat and you think you are going to sink in the middle of the night, you can get tired. And when you see Jesus walking on the water, you can be shocked and try to run away and think that this is not right to do. Or you can have the attitude that if Jesus is walking on the water, then I should too do so and accept the challenge and do it too. So there is always a new opportunity. It is just sometimes we get used to this world and we want to become part of it. We seem to conform to the world and interpret things the way the system wants us to interpret it. And we stay there. We go to worship, we sing, we read the Bible, we receive the devotional. We judge things from a position of the world. The system puts them into our head. We judge everything, we condemn everything. We say bad to the good, we say bad to the bad. We agree with everything, we have become weak. Weak in character, and we simply leave. We say yes just to avoid the problem, and we do not remain in the base, which is Jesus Christ. We sell our principles, and we only enjoy for a moment what this system wants to show us. And in the end, we realize that everything is temporary. And we leave aside the eternal, which is what we should have remained in from the beginning. For this, we need to read Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not fall into the mold of this world, where the relative reigns and the truth has been set aside. Because everyone has his own truth, and this should not be so. Therefore, the Bible says, do not conform to this world, but renew your mind. That word renew means to make it new every day, to examine what we learned, to renounce what is not right, to let go and make it new every day. And how do we make it new? With the Word of God. When we accept His Word, we receive it, we enjoy it, and we put it into action. Our thoughts are renewed because we begin to let go of what we thought was good. But because of the Word of God, we realize that it is no longer good, so we let it go. And we give space in our mind to God's thoughts to rule. And then we see differently, and our life walks. It manifests itself in front of us differently. That is, renew the mind. And when we renew the mind, we are aligned with how God sees it. And then we can say, yes, there was a plan. Now, when you renew your thoughts, when you renew your mind, then you can prove that God's will is good, pleasing and perfect. The will of God, you don't understand at the moment, but you can verify it. That is, once you go through the process, you can look back and begin to see things as Jesus sees them. Then you say, now I understand. This was nice and perfect, and the Lord allowed this, and you can verify it. But the only way you can verify it and judge it in the right way, with transparency, is with a renewed mind, without argument, without pretext, so that we don't have prejudices against it before we speak correctly. I want to tell you today that there are some things you will not understand, others you may understand. There are situations that we may not have been given endorsement to be able to see, that are not revealed, and that are God's alone. In Deuteronomy 29, it says so. Therefore, one thing that God asks you today is obedience, rather than trying to understand. Don't kill your head trying to understand what is happening now. If God told you something, stay there. Be constant. Be obedient. Don't move from that. Unquestioning obedience brings powerful results when you get to the end of the process. When you get to the final destination, then we speak. To speak of what we don't understand is to judge things before the time. Don't judge before the time. Wait. And this is what we do most, being foolish in word and lacking in wisdom. Many don't get to see God's purpose manifested in their lives on this earth simply because they didn't get to the end of the race. Many give up before their time. Then they say, God forgot me. God didn't do it. God didn't deliver. He lied. Look where I am now and how I am doing. But it wasn't like that. The problem was that they never got there. They never got to the finish line. They dropped out before their time. The problem was that they never arrived. They never reached the goal. They retired before they got there. It is not that things do not happen. It is that they did not get to the point where they saw the result. It says, be faithful until death, says the Lord, and I will give you the crown of life. The Bible also says, he who will persevere to the end. In these texts, they are denoting something important. To reach the goal, to remain. To abandon will not let us reach the goal and therefore not see the expected result. It is not that God has not done it. It is not that God has not listened. It is that you have abandoned before the time. But today, this word comes to you. You can pick up where you left off. There the Lord is waiting for you to once again give you strength and move you forward. And you can get there in the name of Jesus. You can keep questioning, you can keep complaining, or you can get up, strengthen yourself in the Lord to reach the goal. And then yes, when you reach the goal, we can talk. It's like the one who says, it will be dawn and we will see. When you reach the goal, you can talk and you will realize that everything was necessary. At the time you did not understand, but now yes, the Father will give you the opportunity to check what is good, nice and perfect. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word, simple but necessary. You still make us understand that there is a plan, Lord. So that we do not run away, so that we do not abandon, so that we stay halfway, and that you do not allow our mind, Lord, to install those thoughts of death. and if not, that we can trust and understand that everything is in part of your plan. I pray today for strength and encouragement for those who need it, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, and I thank you. Amen and amen. Today I have spoken to you the words of your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I remind you that God always comes just in time, and if you want every day a word or a piece of advice, you can receive it. Just go to YouTube and search for Devotionals Just in Time. And then you can click on the little icon bell to subscribe. Also, if you have Instagram, you can find Pastor Elias at Pastor Elias HC. And if you are in Barranquilla or its surroundings and you need a place to receive a word and congregate, I invite you to Carrera 49, number 72 to 148. For those who ask where Pastor Elias is, it's Thursdays at 7:30 in the evening, Sundays at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning, and Saturdays at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. You are invited there. Blessings.